fun. So we were talking, by the way. Ooh, I don't have the link to the D. Did, oh, man. Send me the link to the D Live channel. In the,
you want me to send it on Facebooks?
Yeah, and then I'll put it in the Liberty Principle for sure. For those, you know, give the people of give the people an option if you'd like to. You prefer to watch on the Facebooks, or you prefer to watch on D Live? Doesn't matter.
And if you want to check out the pre-show, usually we start a little bit early, and I start streaming. So if you want to catch that, it's a little more loose.
Oh, you didn't message. You messaged the wrong Paul Gordon.
Oh, there's two Paul Gordons now?
Yes.
Can the real Paul Gordon please stand up?
Is Paul wants to get floored by Bodie.
I can't even find you. I can't even find you.
Hands, you guys intermingle toes, which is kind of awkward.
John Smith is our special guest host, I guess, sort of. John Smith, you're our remote Telegram guest host. There you go. There you go.
Guest host, guest host. He got hosed by a guest host.
And I don't know if I should see a doctor about it, but...
He's got a rash.
It's like in between my butt cheeks. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're not family friendly, John. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop playing your messages. So you ain't psyching me out, man.
We ain't turning nothing off.
Yeah. Welcome to Is Daily Tuesday. This is the last ever Is Daily Tuesday.
Off the show now? Am I finally free?
Oh, that hurts.
It turned it around. It turned it around.
Oh, that hurts. That really hurts a lot. No, it's... I'm not sure. I think you and I have to talk about what we're going to call it. I think it's going to be Is Daily Slowzilla. And it'll be a little bit more open, and it's going to change a little.
Yeah.
It's still an Is Daily, but it's not going to be... Instead of doing the day things, because sometimes we have to switch when we do shows, so it's like we did that before. So we did Is Daily Tuesday.
On a Thursday.
So that was a little weird.
Yeah.
So... Like, yeah, it was actually Lou Sanders' idea, the co-host on Is Daily Thursday. Still don't have a name for that. Like, don't have a name at all for what we're going to call the Is Daily Thursday show. I think this show is going to be Is Daily Lulzilla, but we may want to talk about it. Is Daily's Lulzilla, but I'm not 100% sure. We might want to come up with something different. I don't know. What do you think?
I think we should just call it by the show and lose the Is Daily.
No. Is Daily is what I'm getting everybody to subscribe to, so that there's one feed for somebody that wants to watch all the shows, and then all the shows have their own feed. So that's why I'm keeping the Is Daily.
So we should just call it whatever the show is, and then have the Is Daily as a separate thing. Not as a separate thing, like a curation, just a list. That's the Is Daily.
Yeah.
Make sure you check the Is Daily blah 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 feed for Lulzilla, longer leash, whatever.
I think it's going to have something that says Is Daily's Lulzilla, but we'll just call it Lulzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's more convenient. But I keep calling it D-Live. I'm like, oh, Is Daily Tuesday. Because I don't know what to call it.
Well, the name of the show is Is Daily Tuesday. That's the name of the show.
Right.
But it won't be when we come back from the hiatus.
Hiatus.
I'm thinking, are we going to stick with Lulzilla? Is that what we're doing?
We could.
Well, we have time to talk about it.
Lulzilla the Science Ponderer.
That's stupid.
I know. Just like our show.
Could we call it the, that hurts. It's true, though. That's what makes it hurt more.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't know. Maybe we could call it like the, you know what would be cool? If we gave it a name like, something like a sci-fi, like, You know, like one of these bad Saturday sci-fi movie feature titles? You got something?
We should put a space helmet on Lil Zilla.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, a T-Rex with a helmet.
How about Lil Zilla Mystery Theater?
Yes. Oh, that would be amazing.
What do you think? Lil Zilla Mystery Theater or Lil Zilla Sci-Fi Theater?
I would rather do Mystery Theater.
Even and we gotta have a Mystery Theater 3000, they'll sew us.
No, we gotta have random numbers after it every time.
Oh, that reminds me. Ha 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 ha. What's the name of that site where everything that you've ever written exists?
Oh, the Biblio. I did a Steam it thing on it and nobody liked it. I used that information war tag that you use all the time. Yeah, nobody liked it. Nobody liked it.
Okay, so what is the site where everything that was...
Did it get taken down?
Did it get taken down?
Oh, no.
Babel.
Libraryofbabel.info.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we should totally use that.
Yeah, well, I'm actually thinking of doing it right now.
Do it.
Okay, search. Okay, hold on. Let me get the website here. What can we pick to check? About the description for the show. It's a good, easy check, right?
I don't know. Holy crap, we have 20 people watching.
Hi, 20 people.
What's up, guys?
What's up? So let's do this. So this is just a simple little check. You know what? I'm going to check the full... Hold on. I'm going to check the full description. These are the stories, by the way, if you see my version. I don't know if you... Can you do it on your end? You can bring up the Biblio on your end so your audience can see?
I could build it up.
Okay, so on this episode of Is Daily Tuesday with Bodhi Agora and Paul Gordon... On Lozilla, the Flat Earth Rocketeer. On Is iScience, Mars Has Water. On iPonder. Let's see. On iPonder. Hold on. Let me hold on and put spaces here. Okay. So, oh, I got that wrong. Water.
I just pulled it up.
Okay, ready for the search. Here we go.
So I have melodizing crudeling physicianese, isonating Mars has water, deadlined existential palynologies, patella, thanatography, misadded quail, welfaristic, pirated, substrahend, scarthing, ridiculous, karate's lasso.
And there it is. Page 371 of 410 of the document titled, well, there it is, the title. That's OR95 blah, 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 whatever. That document, page 371 of that document, it says, on this episode of Is Daily Tuesday with Bodhi Agora and Paul Gordon, on Lozilla the Flat Earth Rocketeer, on iScience, Mars has had water, on iPonder, ending human... Human by as in AI? I don't know if they got that quite right. But still, pretty much, all your thoughts, they already
all your
exist.
Thoughts are already there.
So that's how we're going to start off the show from now on. It's going to be that.
We're
going to start off with, we should pick the description of the show, and then we should pick like some random, really bizarre thing.
Yes.
And that's how we're... That's where we're going to start off. That's how the show is going to start off. And I think we should go with a more like campy 50s sci-fi kind of vibe to the whole thing.
I could do that, and I can just be like that stoner dude that's like, whoa, how am I here, man?
Okay. Dude, I don't know
about the
stoner dude, but okay. Yeah.
We had stoners back then.
Oh, dude, I didn't even promote the show yet. Dude, I got to promote the show. If you guys haven't caught on... This is... We just showed up. Yeah, normally our shows are planned, and I got stuff. I actually did plan the show. I got stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to let you guys know that we originally had a different top story than we have today. Didn't we?
We did.
We changed it.
We changed it. It's just something a little more... I think it's a better story.
It's a better story? I think it's close. I think it's close. I think you can make the case that it's a better story. The one was about robots and feminists. And then this one... Why don't we get to it, dude? Let's just do this story.
Let's get this story out of the way.
I mean, we talked about...
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man! Burn it. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let me just go here. Hold on. This is about 1 minute and 10 seconds long. If you're on D-Live, you can't see this. So if you're on D-Live, you might want to switch back and forth. Really, that's what you should be doing. When you get to a part of the show that has a visual that he doesn't have, switch to that. And then when he has a visual that I don't have, switch to that. Come on. Expand your horizons. Why watch one show on one platform when you can switch back and forth? You know, be really part of the cutting edge here. So here we go. This is the rocket launch. Do you hear it? A man named Mad Mike Hughes launched himself in a self-made rocket to prove his belief that the Earth is flat. Hughes' rocket soared 1,875 feet off the ground and ended in a hard landing. Hughes, who launched his rocket near Amboy, California, pulled two parachutes while falling back to Earth. He called the result a hard landing and told the AP, "I'll feel it in the morning." Mad Mike acknowledged his rocket launch was dangerous, telling the AP, "The thing wants to kill you 10 different ways." It was not his first attempt at launching itself into space to prove his theory that the Earth is flat. Paramedics met Hughes after he plunged back to Earth and beat the ever-living crap out of him for being an idiot. No, they didn't do that. Do I believe the Earth is shaped like a frisbee? I believe it is. Do I know for sure? No. That's why I did this. He hopes to one day build a balloon that will take him 68 miles up to space. Dude, that's a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful story of a man that had a dream to build a rocket that got squashed many times before until he had the support of the Flat Earth community. The only community dumb enough to think that you can see the curvature
of
such racism from 1,800 feet.
Oh, John Smith says he can't wait to get the t-shirts he ordered from the Agora. What the heck does that have to do with the story we're talking about, John? Come on, stay on point, buddy. Stay on point. Oh, there you go.
Does everything to do with the t-shirt I'm wearing?
Can kind of sit up more because you're not in my shot.
I'm not in your shot. I can't see.
Yeah, there you go. You see that? Yeah, you got the green screen on, so it's an eyeball floating, and your body has been removed. It's kind of cool. Is there any way that you could take your shirt off, I mean your jacket off, just for a moment and then put it back on?
I'll take it off just for you.
Just for this visual. And then kind of stand up, because at some point I'm probably going to screenshot that. Stand up. Stand up so we can
see. Let me get rid of my back. Yeah, hold on.
There we go. There we go. You see that? You see that? I don't have that shirt yet. I'm definitely going to get that shirt. That is a winner. I'm probably going to get that one for my daughter, though. Okay, that's it. I've seen enough. I'm starting to see your nipples now.
Starting to see my nipples?
And I don't want to. And I don't want to. And John Smith says, "I can't make it yet. 5 minutes ago, refresh your S, Gordon Sheets."
By the way,
SH. John Smith, now he's dropping eyeballs on me, which is just terrible. Larry Cousins pointed out, who's, by the way, the worst human being ever. Big deal. In 1979, Andy Griffith went to the moon to pick up equipment at Salvage 1 and sell it. Well, that's true. That's objective fact.
Andy Griffith?
Some cheesy movie thing.
I thought it was a show.
He thinks it's real. Larry thinks it's real. Larry's slow. He's a police state enabling, supporting, slow fella.
Don't tell him
the shows.
Don't tell him Lassie was more than one dog and they're all dead.
Wow, and most of them were female.
Yeah.
You know why they were female, Larry?
Because they were obedient?
No, because females don't have balls. Yes.
Oh.
Didn't realize that, huh? Didn't want to see the winky balls on the 50s shows. They were against that. And John Smith said about Larry that you're doing God's work, Larry. That's what John said. Actually, he just said good work. But I thought I'd trigger him because John Smith's an atheist, so I just trying to trigger him.
We should really get Larry on a show.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to get Larry on a show. Larry, I would love to have you on a show. Oh, we got another message here from John. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Remember, John Smith is our special. I guess he's our dude. This is something to think about futurely. We even get other people to take turns. Would you like to be our Telegram co-host? You know?
One wink yes, two winks no.
So right now, John Smith is our Telegram co-host. He's our first ever Telegram co-host. So let's see what John has to say.
You should call it Is Daily RuPaul. Like RuPaul.
Wow.
Because you're gay.
Oh, okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
He's just trying to be friendly and helpful is all this. So what more do we want to say about this story? Because I think, I'm just going to say from my perspective, I think this dude is a freaking hero.
I think he's a hero as well.
You think he's a hero?
I think he's a hero, but not for the reasons everyone, probably for different reasons. I'll just say that.
Why do you think he's a hero?
I think he's a hero because he duped the stupidest community in funding his fun toy rocket.
You think the Flat Earth community is the stupidest community?
Pretty.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, I can't think of anyone stupider right now, but I'm sure if I tried, I could. But I'm going to give it to you right now because I don't have a comeback. I don't know. By the way, if you're a flat earther, I'm not calling you stupid. I'm calling your community stupid.
No. If you're a flat earther, you have issues.
I got nothing against the flat earthers until they're like really belligerent and like they're like, okay, dude, that's great. You can believe in flat earth, but like chill over there. And they don't chill over there.
I have not found a flat earther that does not go back to the Bible. And some grand conspiracy of the Masons to hide the existence of God from beyond the seawall or whatever the frick. No.
Ice walls.
The ice walls.
The ice walls.
Ice walls that everyone has flown over.
Right. By the way, John Smith, as our Telegram co-host, I expect a little bit more out of you than we're getting right now. Seriously, a little bit more. Jeremy Hengler created this meme of me. This is actually a picture of me when I had kind of, sort of, almost like in your kind of, I also was going for the Civil War gay porn look. I also was not able to pull it off.
Jumanji.
And then this is it right here. There you go.
Oh, you really did.
I did. I told you.
Horse beater extraordinaire.
Horse beater extraordinaire, man. And that's me. You know, I latch onto a joke and I beat it to death. Just like John Smith's thing that he's got going. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going to play. I'm not going to play the video, John. I'm just going to show people a picture so they know what we're talking about. Here we go. Here we go. Can you see that? There you go.
He looks like the guy from Jumanji.
He does. He does. He looks like the guy from Jumanji. This is right now. John Smith is our special co-host, our special first ever Telegram co-host for this show.
He just needs a safari hat, and he's good to go.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Our co-host wants to join the conversation. Ready?
Ready.
Listen. On DLive or on Facebook, but I can't do them at the same time.
Oh my gosh, he's so weak. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
weak.
Jer- Jeremy.
I thought he was a nerd.
A killer meme.
That was good. That's old. He's done that a long time ago.
Extraordinaire. With Paul and his... Yeah. You got nothing on this beard, Paul. Nice try.
It was a fail. It was a fail.
It's actually an older meme.
He's choking.
Sean Joseph said that I look like Paulie Sr. from... Yes! Yeah, I did kind of look like Paulie Sr. I thought that, too, by the way. By the way, that particular picture, I use this as a joke. I actually dressed up intentionally like this. This was not a look. I did this because... I mean, Jeremy took it and he memed it, turned it into something else. But this was my... That's bacon in the background. And this was... I was pretending to be Pope Anarchist Paulus Anarchist the 17th. I was making fun of all the absolutarian anarchists, and I was declaring myself the Pope of Anarchy so that I could declare with pure certainty what anarchy really was.
I could see your costume rack in the reflection of your screen.
Can you? Oh, cool. Hold on. I'll show people. Here you go. See that right there? Costume rack. There it is. Costume rack. Yeah. Yeah. I'm literally in my mother's basement. No, it's not my mom's basement, but I am in my basement. But yeah, I have
his name's Matt. Remember Matt? He actually lived in his mother's basement.
I don't remember Matt.
I'm trying to think of his name. Matt Voluntarist.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember him? He had a huge beef with me because I tried helping him. He was wondering how he could insulate his walls for sound, and I said, use anything full of air. Anything with large, whatever, blankets, whatever, pockets of air. And he thought I was talking down to him.
Wow. I don't remember him. He must have been like a short member of the community and then moved on.
I have that chat recorded. He dug deeper into his mom's basement, I think.
Oh. I haven't seen him in, like, forever.
I think I unfriended him, so.
Oh. I don't know if I was ever friends with him. I don't know anything about him, so I don't want to speak ill of the dead. Did I say that? So,
yeah.
The Rocket story still is there. I think this guy, he has a wackadoodle theory. And he's like, dude, I'm going to test it.
I don't think he does. I don't think he has a wackadoodle theory. The guy's been building rockets his whole life. He's just a rocket aficionado. His main purpose was to do a steam rocket. He just didn't have the funds for it. So he got this all together and convinced the flat earthers that he's doing it to prove the earth is flat. And they funded his rocket. They funded his project. They funded his production team. They funded his trip. Everything.
Good for them. I don't think they're stupid at all. Good for them. They're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're saying, But I think I wrote in the article, I didn't read my article, I don't plan on it, but in the article I said, if this guy makes it to space to the level where he could see the curve, if he takes a picture and there's a curve, then they'll just say that Hillary got to him. He's a Fed.
Or something. Or it was the lens, or they don't even understand lens correction or aperture. Right.
And Sean Joseph said, I still respect him more than a statist. He may be both. I don't know. Is he a statist?
I don't know. He was pretty bummed out when they wouldn't let him launch off public land.
You would think that flat earthers would not be statists. I don't know if there's a correlation there. Sean. He didn't take your tax dollars to do it. Yeah, absolutely. No, I like this guy, Sean.
No, I love him. I think
I'm
he's a swell guy.
Mad Matt, Mad Mike.
Mad Mike is mad money.
I just want to put this out there. If anybody knows Mad Mike, whether you're watching live now or whether you're watching on the tubes of you, please tell him to contact us. Write me at pg@istate.tv. And we want you on the show, man. We want you on. I guess this is going to be Lozilla Mystery Theater. Mystery Theater? What about just Lowell's Mystery Theater?
I don't want to lose a Lozilla.
I don't either. I don't know.
We have a lot invested in that. I have t-shirts made and everything.
It's an emotional thing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, he's a mutual creation between you and I, really.
For the most part, yeah. I silhouetted him.
I created him, and then you brought him to life.
I butchered him.
You didn't butcher him. You made him what he is today.
You butchered him in the North Pole is what you did.
When I killed the show and sent him to the North Pole, and he had to fight his way out of the frozen tundra. On the way, he stopped by Superman's solitude fortress thingy, ate Superman, pooped him later, so it's cool. It's no problem.
Yeah. Should we get
and made it back. And then he was dead. And then is Daily Tuesday, and now he's going to be like, it's kind of like what happened with Full Auto, by the way. Full Auto is coming back because his Daily Monday is going to be Full Auto.
Woo!
It's going to be all about guns on Mondays.
All
about guns, man. All about guns. So we're in agreement here. We can go to the next story.
We can go to Mars had water.
Mars, go ahead, open up. You do it, man.
Let me get the story. Proof of water on Mars. I thought we already had this like a decade ago.
There's new stuff.
Oh.
Although you could tell me if it's BS new stuff or real new stuff. You have a really good... I can't discern that stuff as well as you can. You know more science stuff than I do.
I guess I do. I don't really tend to think I do, but then I start reading things.
You
kind of do. It's not and nice then I look into it. Yeah. Okay, so the article begins, it's only a matter of time before scientists find a super race of lizard people camping out on Mars.
That's the trolley beginning.
It's only a matter of time before science can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Mars once had water on it. If so, that begs the next question. Did Mars ever have life on it?
You see how I set you up there? So I started off with a ridiculous proposition, and then
that was good.
And now you're more, you know, it's like there's a movie. By the way, I highly recommend this movie, Jason Priestley movie. Yes, Jason Priestley, the dude from 90210. The movie, I think the movie is called Cold Blooded. And Jason Priestley plays this character who is kind of cold blooded, and he's a hitman. He kills people for a living. And he decides at some point during the movie, this is what the theme wraps around. He decides that he wants to be in love. He doesn't fall in love. He wants to be in love. And so he's going through the motions of being in love. And he's picked the girl that he's going to be in love with.
And
at one point, you know, he's kind of rising in the ranks of being a hitman. And he's being trained by this other hitman. And one of these times, the boss man shows up. And he says, you know, I just want to talk. You know, I got a job for you. I want you to kill the president. And, you know, Jason Priestley's taken aback. You know, I want you to kill him. And he laughs. He says, no. I just want you to kill your friend.
Wow.
That's what I did there. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, I guess I'll read the actual article now. A team of researchers at Diamond Light Source Synchrotron facility in the UK, a giant microscope harnessing the power of electrons to produce a blinding beam of light, have recreated the particular conditions of Mars right here on Earth. In what is being touted as the world's first, the DLS researchers have successfully produced meridianite.
Meridianite.
Meridianite. Meridianite. There's two eyes there.
Let me see, where's this word at?
Meridianite.
Oh my gosh, it's like two eyes. I'm gonna show my studio audience here.
It's Meridianite.
You guys are the studio audience, by the way.
Meridianite.
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 Meridianite. I'm gonna highlight.
It's like aluminium.
Yeah. Aluminium. Go ahead. I was going to go off on a tangent, unrelated, so go ahead. Now you're curious, aren't you? Nope, go ahead.
it's a mineral created when Mars' seas and oceans froze over. I don't know how that happens. Follow a year-long study. The scientists behind the experiment have now revealed their startling findings to express.co.uk. Great. Nice plug. In a world-exclusive interview. These ancient minerals which formed millennia ago on the surface of the planet could be the culprit behind the periodic liquid flows witnessed recently on Mars. Meridianite is a form of hydrated...
Meridianite.
I like how I'm saying it.
Your way is wrong. I don't even know how it's pronounced, and I know my way is right, and yours is wrong.
Well, it's a form of hydrated magnesium sulfate, which consists of 11 water molecules for every magnesium sulfate molecule in its structure.
I have no idea what any of that means, but it sounds official and heavy and serious.
Not really.
Sounds like they got it nailed. John Smith. Oh, John Smith did leave a message. Should we play it real quick?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, here we go.
Jesus, Bodie, eat some food. We can see right through you.
Holy moly. I didn't know wow. John Smith was from Nebraska, where you the corn grows high.
You want to know how I know he's triggered?
How?
He's calling me skinny when I'm at my actual heaviest weight I've ever been.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your heaviest weight?
I've never been 160.
Dude, you're in good weight. You're fine. You're not skinny. You're fine.
I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah. If you could stay there, that'd be great. I am more than 160. What? Just going to say I am more than 160. But you know what my weight was for the longest time?
115.
Until I was like 25 when I started to gain weight, but it was a really, really slow process. Really, yeah, until about 25.
Wow.
I was 150.
Holy shit. That's a good weight.
I was actually, until about 19, I was like 120. I was really skinny. Really. I mean, you're not skinny. I was skinny. I was really skinny. I was like David Hogg skinny. Yeah.
I used to be that skinny. My brother used to tell me I had AIDS.
You look like you have AIDS, man. You should assistants? Eat a chicken.
You had assistants? You had AIDS? Assistants?
No, like AIDS. The AIDS virus.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm kidding. Come on. Of course I got it right away. Are you kidding me? Zooey. Oh, it's so cool. Right now you're a floating head. It's so awesome. Dude, this is why I do the wardrobe that I do. Okay, you see your shirt there? See, I do my wardrobe because I'm terrible. I make messes of clothes. I lose things. So I have certain outfits that I know I want to wear on shows. I keep it here. That away, it's always there, and I don't end up destroying it because I destroy clothes really, really, really fast.
Which, by the way,
think about that.
If you do destroy clothes really fast and you're looking for some cool designs, head on over to agora.threadless.com and check out my goods.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
you're wearing one now.
Right there, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's in action. I actually have that one and the hidden commie on a hat now. It's at my viral style.
Yeah, and you dared suggest that there was a possibility that one of those designs... That's just stupid. That's just...
No, I didn't suggest. I said...
You did suggest!
I said eliminate challenge, or is it?
Yeah, the or is it part is what bothers me. Sean said his arms stress me out. Are you talking about hog arms? I hope you're talking about hog arms. Hog arms stress me out.
Hog
I
want to
give him a donut with like stones or pebbles in it or something. I don't know.
I see him just like, ah, and he's just walking up with a donut stuffing in his face like, eat
the fucking donut! Or 20. At once!
Cook a damn meal.
Yeah, Sean confirmed that, that's what he's talking about. So, I don't know. This story, okay, so Mars may have water, and then the question is, does that mean that that is, if you have water, does that mean that there had to have been life?
No, not necessarily. Likely, but not necessarily.
Likely, but not necessarily. Okay. Are you ready to go to the next story? This story, it didn't give me funds and thrills. I was hoping for more spark, but it didn't happen.
Kind of already talked. We've already covered this topic before, sort of.
Yeah, but this is new information, dude.
Yeah.
And now we get to I Ponder.
I Ponder. A panel advertising week, Europe 2018, held in London, addressed the question of how human bias can be removed from the creation of AI. Here is a snippet from that panel. Oh, I was right what it was about.
Yeah. So the question is, let's just, before we get into the snippet, is it possible?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't think it is. Tell me how it is.
Before
you read the article, and then we'll see what they say.
You basically have to create a... No, there's still bias in it.
If you created an AI that created an AI, there's still bias built into the AI that created AI. Maybe...
Unless you create one that evolves past the human bias. Like, if you know what the bias would be, if you found a way for it to propagate in a way that wasn't relative to how it was created, then I think you'd have something.
Or if you had like generations and generations until eventually the human part was evolved out.
Right, just indistinguishable.
AI creating AI. And then the last AI is like, dude, I don't want to create AI. I want to be the super mind of them all. Why would I want to create more of me?
I can just see a robot yelling, I want to be me!
That would be human bias built into that. I'm suggesting. Maybe.
Maybe that's just a life. Maybe that's a conscious bias. Maybe that's just consciousness itself. Maybe the human bias. Maybe there isn't a human bias. Maybe it's more that the human body is just a vehicle for consciousness, and this is how it manifests in the limitations of the body. But the actual bias of consciousness might manifest itself the same way in AI.
What? Hold on. Now, this stuff isn't that good. If it was, I'd have understood that.
Yeah, I'm not even high.
Wow, you're not even high. Yeah. This is like you were talking about some dude that you helped, and you said it was just being a Bodhi. And yeah. I was like, that's not being a Bodhi. That's being an Andrew. He was a delivery driver dude. And a Bodhi would have been to make him question the nature of deliveries in the first place.
See, now, I'm sorry.
Are you?
I just got distracted.
What did you get distracted by?
Tyagananda said, yes, the AI is mainly biased because it is programmed by the creator.
Yeah, but what if the program then creates a program which creates a program which creates a program which creates a program until eventually the human part is evolved out?
Even better, what if the program is not created by a human?
I'm not even recording yet. I just realized I'm not recording yet. So I'm going to have to download this freaking video from Facebook and then upload it on YouTube, which takes way more time. So that sucks.
Yep, that does suck. It's on the blockchain, it will, and programmed to learn from the person the AI is with, that would be different.
Ready?
What is this? Are you playing John?
John has a message.
I have to go to bed. What a shitty co-host.
Yeah.
I gotta get up, go to work tomorrow.
Wow.
Get up early.
Wow.
Like before 5 o'clock.
This is not selling our show.
It's my bedtime.
We're losing listeners left and right right now.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to watch you guys' show sometime tomorrow.
You tanked the show, John.
Thanks, John.
Everybody, thanks, John.
I'm definitely going to have to watch it on DLive so that I can see the pre-show. Hashtag DLive pre-show.
Hashtag DLive pre-show. Hashtag sponsor. Hashtag buy my stuff. Whatever. So.
Wow.
Anyway. I'm not
Screech!
Looking. So, I mean, I guess let's look at what they actually say. Yeah, John says AI gets watered down like Neanderthals. Ooh, he knows that I'm OP. That was a low blow. That was going after my people. That's not right, dude. That's freaking not right. So let's see what the folks said. Speaking on a panel at Advertising Week Europe 2018 in London.
You need an accent. I'm sorry. You got to do an accent. You can't talk from something written in London.
Why not?
With a little bit of an accent. Can you do it?
Can I speak with a British accent? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking, but...
You bloody were asking me that. Are you taking a piss? Are you taking a piss?
How about this? Let's try this. You do one sentence, I'll do the next.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, start.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to start? Speaking on a panel at Advertising Week Europe 2018 in London, which Quartz moderated, three experts laid out how AI could be the force for good.
The panelists argued that the crux of the problem with bias is AI in the human element. That was my Australian accent I was trying there. I don't do that much very well.
Learning. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. Machine learning isn't bias.
Oh. Machine learning does the thing that you tell it to do.
Said Vincent Lynch,
CEO of Eval, a company which makes personalized AI for firms.
So you can take a small bias that's happening inside this pocket that the humans had thought out to begin with, and it can become amplified through the machine learning model.
So at the end of the day, it looks like it's real, and the AI, which is in the middle, can get blamed.
Russ Shaw, an angel investor and the co-founder of Tech London Advocates and Global Tech Advocates, agreed.
It's a real issue, he said. We live in a boys' society.
But AI can help address the problem, he argued.
That's a colon. That's
a colon. I guess it's still technically the end of it. It's the end
that's
of a...
That's not the end of the sentence. No, that's not the complete sentence. A colon is not the end of a sentence.
Fine. There are steps we can take now to address some of the biggest concerns about an AI-enabled future.
Let's increase the diversity of AI coders to remove unconscious bias from algorithms. Let's introduce regulations to ensure the technology is fair and safe. And let's upskill the population to ensure people can make the most of the jobs AI will create, rather than replace.
That's easier said than done.
Human bias in hiring has been well documented, with studies showing that even with identical CVs, men are more likely to be called in for an interview with non-white applicants who whiten their resumes also get more calls.
Did they just make this about race?
Yes, they did. They just took it. When they're talking bias, they're talking race. They're not talking bias. They're talking bias. It seems like they're talking bias in a very real, limited sense. It's like,
right, like they bias.
Do they understand that if they're going to build an AI that has no quote unquote racial bias, that they're building bias into the AI? There's no such thing as non-bias.
Oh my God.
Thank you for wasting all of our time. We can continue, though. We can make this better.
But, of course, AI is also not immune to biases in hiring, either.
We know that across industries, women in ethnic minorities are regularly burned by algorithms, from finding a job to getting health care.
And with the greater adoption of AI and automation, this is only going to get worse.
We have to achieve that if you are of BIM, Black, Asian, or minority ethnic origin. You're twice as likely to be an unemployed than a white person in the UK today with the same skill set, said Tabitha Goldstab, co-founder of AI community group Cognition X. So what you're saying is...
The challenge, then, is how the hell do we work out how less and less jobs that this doesn't create more of a divide in society? I can't believe this frickin' story.
Is where I mean, the top part was like, okay, we're interested. This is interesting. Can you create AI without bias, without human
bias? Yeah,
human bias. Yeah, but you're talking about creating AI without
racial bias.
Justice bias.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. You're not talking about creating AI without bias. You're talking about creating AI with a particular bias. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against creating AI that doesn't judge people based on their race. Unless, of course, they're trying to understand something that understanding race is a factor. But if AI is picking your jobs and what humans get hired, okay, you might. I'm just going to say that might not be a great idea. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think Ty knew what we thought we were getting into.
Ty read it yet. No, Larry, it is not Passion Week. That's why I'm still here. Now, it's Passion Week on the Protestant calendar, but I go by the Eastern Orthodox calendar. So
he's not no Protestant, yo.
I'm actually am Protestant. I just go by the Eastern Orthodox calendar because I think it's more historically accurate. It's not a big deal to me. It's just something I prefer. Wow. Just killed the conversation. But anyway, so what did Ty say?
Yes, it is a machine learning model, but it is safer on the blockchain or better. They need to learn on a decentralized system. I meant they need to learn on a decentralized platform. Yeah.
But you're giving them stuff to do, right? Like, you're building what they're doing. There's a bias in that. Like,
yeah.
Even if you build an AI to build an AI, you've already introduced bias.
Well, the fact that you're using a coding language to write an AI... intrinsically, by virtue of the nature of language itself, is already a human bias because we are the creators of that language.
Right. That's AI. Yeah. I don't think that you could metaphysically remove human bias from the creation of AI, although I won't rule it out completely, because there could come a time after many generations.
You might be able to start a catalyst that develops its own language.
Like, its own purpose.
It would have to be based on geometry and chemistry. Chemistry is geometry. Basically, it would have to be a chemical thought process where... all we're doing is instilling the ingredients, and they're developing their own language.
I mean, if you're going to create an AI that removes human bias, then you have to allow for the possibility that you are going to create an AI that will kill humans. Not sure that you want to do that.
Kill all humans.
You know what? Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here. Kill the humans. All right. You guys get ready. I'm going to drop some mad musics on you, but only for a little bit here. Where is it? Two person. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready, Bodhi?
I'm rocking and ready.
Now, if you're watching on DLive, you can't see the video, but you can hear this. All right, here we go.
Oh, no. No.
Kill the humans! Tell me that's not awesome.
That is horrible.
You think that's horrible?
It is awfully awesome.
It is pretty freaking awesome. That's from the show Hyperdrive. Do you ever see that show?
I have not.
I highly recommend it. I think it's on Netflix. Or one of those. Amazon Prime, Netflix, or is there anybody in the chat who's watched Kill the Humans? I mean, Hyperdrive. It's in your chat or in my chat. It's a great show. It's a story of a British spaceship and their crew. And at one point, they tick off this one alien race. And the alien race is like, well, that's it. We're killing the humans. And apparently when they decide to kill whoever they decide they're going to kill off, they create a song for it. So they create this song. And it goes viral on the British spaceship. And all these people are jamming. They're enjoying the song. It's a great song.
It's a great
pretty
song.
Fantastic song. So I don't
like the way this article went. It's not talking about what I wanted it to.
It went into a very myopic place. Very narrow. It's creating bias in AI. That's what it's doing. I'm not necessarily saying it's a bad bias or good. I'm just saying they're not talking about getting rid of bias. They're talking about creating the type of bias that they approve of.
Right. Which is inherently a bias.
So they're not even pursuing the deeper metaphysical question that we thought that we were diving into. That's not what happened there.
They started off
as like, you know, talking how, you know, but then it went into that. And Larry Cousin said, Jim Nabors and Ruth Buzzy did that already. I just want to say, on the Facebook version of the show, we're down to one viewer, and it's Larry.
Larry said,
I don't know what happened. I think this is probably our best show ever. I'm going to say it. So,
yeah, without a doubt. We have 30 watching on DLive.
Well, that's better. Good job, DLive. You DLive people. Maybe that's where the audience is, man. Maybe we got to think about that.
I think they're goofier. I think they're better people.
But, you know, that means that you and I will be competing.
That's fine. Competition's great.
We'll both be DLiving for the same show.
Yeah. Well, what's pretty funny is I picked up a bunch of followers from streaming games and stuff, and now I'm doing something completely different.
So now they're... Well, actually, this is stuff your gamers would like, this kind of show.
Stuff they would love.
I don't know how they'd feel about the Full Auto show, but...
They might like it. A lot of gamers love guns.
Guns are good. Guns are good. One of these days, I'm going to have to get you all as one of the, you know, a special guest appearance on Full Auto. Because I didn't know that you actually liked talking guns.
I love guns.
I didn't know you liked talking about them, because you never talk about guns with me. And I'm always up for talking about guns.
I don't really talk about it a lot on the internet for...
Little private interactions that we have.
It just never comes up. We're always talking about something else.
Wow. Oh, and Larry, worst human being on the face of the planet, says, D-Live losers. I don't know, Larry. I don't know. Oh, John came back. And he says, it was the best show because John Smith was on it. He's awesome. Women want him to go away. Men What?
What? I was going to say D-Live is the future.
You think so?
That's what Ty just said. I agree. I made $11 again.
Today?
Yep.
Wow. You didn't. What did you make yesterday? I was looking. I always saw 6 cents, 6 cents, 6 cents.
It was 6 cents yesterday. What am I? I've been running multiple streams like over the course of the day. Whenever I sit down to play a game, it was 7 cents for the helicopter rides, and then $8 for the base building one. 4 cents, 4 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents, and then another $11.
I saw the $7 one. I mean, the 7 cent one, at least parts of it. And yep. you had your Tide Pod companion with you, and that's always yep. good. What's cool about having a Tide Pod companion is they're expendable.
Yes.
And that's what you. He's like the red shirt crew member that goes along with you. Hey, buddy, go out there. And are there any zombies down there? Go ahead.
Yeah. Why don't you just jump down that cave and go figure it out, and then jump into a molten pile of lava.
Although what was really funny is when he shot your helicopter with the rocket.
He did shoot the helicopter with a rocket. That was the best part.
I love that. I got to see that. I got to take that in. That was the highlight of my day yesterday, actually.
I really want to get a bunch of us on that server.
I got to get Steam because I want to play and be part of that.
I'm going to turn on PvP where we can shoot each other and kill each other and stuff. And I want to see just how well Anarchotopia would work out. Would we work together, or would we kill you to steal it from each other?
I would rape you in your sleep.
I will kill everyone. Yeah.
I will. I'm not even playing. Don't get me wrong. Up until you're useful. As long as you're useful. You know. Larry says, I went 11 for 16 on the claw machine at Funland today. Larry, come on. You did not.
He went 11
for 16. You freaking liar.
It's possible.
11 for 16.
Do you know in Japan they have like legit, like you can take a claw machine course?
My daughter went through a period of time, I'd say it lasted about 2 years, where she was really serious about claw machines. And she was really good. She wasn't 11 for 16 good, but she was like 1 for 4 good, which is still pretty good. And I think that it kind of got boring for her because it was too easy. So she lost interest. But, man, she would get all these stuffed animals, and then she'd give them away to people. But she would watch the videos and studied it, and she could tell you, like, there's different types of claw machines that have different – and she'd tell me all this stuff, like – And she, you know, she'd see a claw machine. Oh yeah, well that's that type of. I can't remember the phraseology she used, but they're
lose odds and all that.
She could tell like certain, you know, you knew there were certain claws, certain machine, you know, they'd move a certain way. They had certain timings that were different. And Larry says, "I am claw machine awesome." You know what, Larry? Live stream it or it didn't happen. Just use the mechanism to knock the pile forward. I have no idea what that means. Are you talking about the same thing?
You have the pile and you use the claw to knock it over. You're not trying to pick up anything. You're using the motion of the claw to move the thing into the hole.
So you're just knocking it down the hill to roll and then fall into the hole.
That's the whole trick.
You learned this?
Dude, I watched a whole video. It was done in Japan. They took a course on it, and then they had all these machines to test it on, and then they went loose in the city, and yeah.
Don't you know our in the city? I gotta think of a. We're near the end of the show, and is there a song that would be appropriate to play that would kind of? Ooh, I know. Hold on.
Kill the humans.
Oh, I'll play a little bit more of that. Ready?
Right.
Humans. Encourage children. Oh, that's beautiful. That is. Hold on. There we go. I don't know if that was even playing. Now it is. The humans. Yes. All right. So I strongly recommend you guys watch that show, Hyperdrive. It's pretty awesome. John says, I would claim a portion of Anarchotopia and call it Bartertown. Bust a deal, face the wheel. Yeah.
And I will blow you up.
I'd be like... Me, you know what? I'd hook up with Mitch McMitchface, and he and I, we would just kind of forage on the outskirts and like watch civilization destroy itself and laugh.
That's not a bad plan, but I would hunt you down. So.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you'd try, but you wouldn't be able to. You can't handle this. Can't handle this level of stealth. Don't get me wrong. When I first arrived, since I don't know anything about the game, you'd crush me.
I would poison every mushroom I could find.
Wow. I hope Mitch never sees this show, because if he hears this part, he's going to cry. You would poison mushrooms? Dude, you'd poison mushrooms?
My protein source?
You poison my protein source? You can't do that. That is inappropriate there. Well, so we're at the end of the show.
We are at the end.
I'm going to – hold on. I have a weird song to play if I can – dang it. Stump. Big. Come on. Big. But, man, I can't remember the name of the song. Man, what is it? Oh, yes. Here it is. It's called Buffalo. Ready? Are you guys ready to hear the song Buffalo? We're gonna end on this.
All right, end on it.
Yeah, we're going to say goodnight, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I'll be back tomorrow on my regular on my Paul Gordon page for headlines you may have missed. And tomorrow night, it is Daily Wednesday at 9 p.m. on this channel with the One True Niz. And so we're going to say goodnight, but we're going to play you out with a little bit of Stump and Buffalo. Beat up, but beat up, buddy Boolow. It's a great song, isn't it?
Fantastic.
All righty. Good night, everybody. And remember, we're not here next week, but we'll be back the following week. And do you have any last promos to shout out?
Upload, go to agora.threadless.com, and yada, yada, yada. Just go to my site.
Agora.threadless.com. Agora.threadless.com. Good night, everybody.
Bye.